Good morning. The theme of suffering, pain, disappointment, and adversities in life is presented in the scriptures as inevitable. Job sums it up well. Man born of a woman has a few days and are full of trouble. Job 14, verse 1. In light of this summation of human experience, the community of faith has been assigned a ministry of restoration to hurting, troubled souls in order to communicate the character of God as healer and restorer of the soul. Psalm 23. During this month, I will invite your time for reflection in the book of Ruth. We will have conversations around the experiences of the two main characters, Nehemi and Ruth. We will see how God used the resources he has so graciously and generously placed at our disposal to engage ministries of restoration to members of communities who have or are experiencing Mara encounters that leave them broken, bitter, and empty. A study of the main characters in the book of Ruth provide us with valuable insight into the conceptualizing, development, and deployment of a ministry of restoration in our communities. Among the benefits of this study are insights into how the community of faith ought to intentionally prepare for, receive, and minister to persons who come to our community in search of healing, recovery, and restoration after life bruising experiences that may have left them broken, bitter, and empty. In the words of Naomi, she requested that she be called Mara. 2. This study highlights the spiritual resources that God has made available to our communities, which include our physical, spiritual, social, and psychological resources, which he intends to be used to bless others. So God has placed within our communities people, relationships, biblical principles, financial and economic resources, faith, and hope. Very often, we take these for granted and withhold them from struggling members and strangers who come to our communities. 3. This study will also allow us to evaluate and reassess our theology of care and our ministry of restoration in light of God's dealing with broken, bitter, and empty people as seen in this book. This book serves as a powerful, timely reminder of our compassionate God who invests himself in the lives of those who have or are having bitter Mara experiences resulting from the devastating blows from life's turbulent storms. We are reminded that when persons are marred by the adversities of life resulting in death, destruction, and or desolation, they are not to be left alone. Their dreams, hopes, and aspirations can be restored, and we are called by God to engage ministries of restoration on their behalf. The study also provides us with reminders to engage our communities in collaboratory events, to recognize and also celebrate progressive steps in the process of recovery and restoration, no matter how minimal progress is. It is to be celebrated. We are to work diligently, faithfully, and collaboratively to ensure the recovery and restoration of marred people, irrespective of the cause. We are called to leverage our resources to achieve this goal under God. This book allows us to come into the living room and experience the process of decision making of the characters. It highlights the human experience of a family, a husband and father, and a caring, supportive, and submissive wife, Naomi, who made a decision to migrate from their community to another in Moab because of a stubborn, protracted famine in Bethlehem, their hometown. The decision was made in good faith and with their knowledge that they had at the time. On the face of it, it seemed a reasonable decision in order to put food on the table and provide their two teenage sons, Marlon and Chilon, with adequate supply of food and safety. These are the decisions that families have to make on a daily basis. For a period of time, the decision seemed to have been a good one. The objective of providing the family with food security worked. There was now a reversal of fortunes as death and famine ravaged the family and made the original decision seem like a wrong one. The sorrow, pain, and second guessing of support of her husband's decision seemed to have weighed heavily on Naomi, and she is now having a meltdown emotionally, physically, and spiritually. She is now depressed and is prepared to abandon her daughter-in-laws and return home. She meets with them and puts her request that they sever their ties with her and return to their families and allow her to return to her community in Bethlehem. At this time, she was now broken, bitter, and empty. This request that Naomi made of her daughter-in-laws had the response of one of them, Ruth, insisting that she would remain faithful to her and would not sever her ties. She declared, "Entreat me not to leave you, nor from following after you, for wheresoever thou goest, I will go. Your people shall be my people, your God shall be my God." This declaration and commitment that Ruth made to Naomi will now define the relationship that they share as they go forward in life. In similar situations, there are many persons who have made decisions that is going to bind them in covenant relationship with us as a faith community. God has placed within our community the opportunity and resources that He expects that we are going to use to encourage those who are hurting to experience their restoration and recovery. The faith community, therefore, has to ensure that it is intentional in its ministry to ensure the healing and restoration of those who are marred. We now have to consider, how prepared are we? How committed are we to ensure that we engage in this ministry, which will, over time, ensure the restoration of the people of God? I know that it is not always an easy task, but today, in expectation of what God requires of us, I encourage us to make the time and pay attention to this task of healing the people of God.